school.
Let's all do right. it.
I'm ready. Hello.
Sorry.
Hello and welcome back to Real Horror Show. I am your host, Samantha, and I am joined, as always, by beautiful summer weather.
Yes, it is finally like that too here, too.
I'm glad. And, you know, because it's summer and because we took last week off, I have some form of disease.
I know, right? Isn't, like, once you, like, decide to, like, take a break for a while, then your body's like, oh, okay, well, I guess it's time to get sick now. Mm-hmm. But while we're not focused on other things, we can be sick instead.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for you, man. I'm sorry. It's no fun to be sick with anything.
I'm fine for now because I took some DayQuil before recording.
Good.
So I hope, like, I don't think it's allergies because I'm not plugged up. It's strictly coughing and sore throat.
Mm-hmm.
And sounding super sexy.
Oh, yes.
So maybe it's bronchitis. Maybe I'm just fucking dying.
I hope you're not dying. I'm sure it's just a small cold. Just a cold. Yes.
And I also got... Mm-hmm. A new, like, primer before you do your makeup.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure it's breaking me out.
Oh, shit.
Because it's a kind I have never used before.
Yeah.
And tell me, why does Elf, this cheap shit, not break me out, but the fucking Milani $13 a bottle breaks me out?
Dude, skin is so weird. I used to use, like, a certain bronzer from MAC. And it would break out my cheeks, and I switched to Bare Minerals, and it's good. That works. It's like certain Dude. Stuff, man. Like
Bare Minerals is the shit.
It is the shit. I got all kinds of shit from there the other day.
Yeah. I loved Bare Minerals back when I used it, but
yeah,
I ain't got no money.
Yeah, dude, that shit is pricey.
Woo! All right, so. Before the show, I checked in with a Jesus Christ.
Yes, the Jesus Christ thing.
Yeah, since we're in purgatory, he's assigning our movies.
Oh, yes. I get so excited when I do the monthly thing. I know you can tell. I'm sure you can tell when I, like, do the monthly update of the spreadsheet, because then mm-hmm. I immediately message you, like, hey, let's record, let's record.
Yeah. And, like, this month there were some really good movies, like,
Dude, Scream 1.
Yeah, Texas 2003 Texas Chainsaw Massacre is on there now.
Okay, right on.
Let me check and see if they fixed it before I tell you what movie we're watching.
Okay.
No, they still haven't fixed it.
What's wrong?
So, the, like, poster on Netflix is Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and then when you hover over it, it starts playing the trailer for Texas Chainsaw Massacre. But yeah. The Netflix title, like how it is in Netflix, is Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3D. The shitty one no one likes.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, fuck that one. That one
sucks. The real Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I disagree with that title for this documentary because the real Texas Chainsaw Massacre happened in Wisconsin.
Ah, yes. People just did they mix that up?
Actually, wait, this entire documentary doesn't make sense. Working on a tip, police start to unravel a case of a British former mental patient who hoarded guns and may have links to a famous Texas crime. What? God. Interesting.
Where's that at? Is that in, like, documentaries or some shit?
When you look up Texas Chainsaw Massacre, it's, like, the third option.
Oh, cool.
But anyway, I talked to the J-Man.
The J-Man, all right.
And
JC.
This week, we're going to be watching...
Oh, shit.
You'll be happy. Ghost Ship.
Oh, shit. Are you shitting me?
No, why would I do that?
Oh, that's my favorite fucking movie. Oh, shit. Sorry.
Was that anyway. Like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre noise?
No, that's just my phone ringing. It's like an air raid siren, so it sounds like Silent Hill.
Okay.
So it scares me so much that I just answer the phone like immediately.
That's smart.
First,
ring. I don't
Hell yeah.
answer my phone like ever. but I kind of feel the need to because I'm applying for jobs and I fucking hate it because I'm in this catch 22 where I got to answer my phone no matter what or else I might miss a job interview.
Yeah, I get you.
And I've been getting these phone calls from this quote unquote company where they'll give you a free executive suite on a cruise ship in exchange for telling your friends and family about it. And I just straight out called out the last woman to call me about this. And I'm like, bitch, I own and run a travel blog and I know a fucking scam when I hear it. And she just hung up.
Nice. Sometimes you gotta do that. You gotta be like fucking forward with people. So fuck with you unless you say like, hey, this is a joke.
But anyway, we are watching Ghost Ship, a 2002 horror movie as a salvage tug crew tries to recover a long-lost passenger ship found floating in a lifeless on the Bering Sea. It quickly discovers an eerie presence. Starring...
That movie is when my love affair with Desmond Harrington came into play. Okay.
Ooh, another good doc.
Are you looking up who Desmond Harrington is?
No, I'm sorry. Should I be?
Oh, that's what I thought you were doing.
I got distracted by another documentary right next to Ghost Ship.
Is it about like ghost ships?
It's
like ships that are just like
it's abandoned? A Nova documentary, so you know it's good. It is about Sir John Franklin's search for the Northwest Passage. I think that's where, like, they all died and, like, had to eat each other.
Whoa.
Oh, Desmond Harrington. Nice. Yeah, I still don't know him. He's appeared in The Hole. Oh, is he the really handsome guy from Wrong Turn who dies, like, immediately? That sounds right.
Fuck if I know. I've never seen Wrong Turn. But
Wrong Turn?
I don't know, dude.
Don't make me yell at you. I can't physically handle.
I'm pretty sure you're right about him being in that movie because, like, I kind of like track down all the stuff he's been in.
You need to watch Wrong Turn.
Which is not enough things. It's not enough things. He deserves to be in a ton of stuff.
Wrong Turn is like so good.
Is it scary?
It is, even though like I morally at the point in my life where I just like morally disagree belittling people based on where they're from in the world.
I wish Wrong Turn was on Netflix, but it's not because I just updated
it. Is it on Hulu?
For the month of May.
Or Amazon Prime?
I will have to check. I keep, like, not watching movies and like, starting new shows instead. Like, right now, I'm watching The Act on Hulu.
Oh, are you finally watching that?
I finished it. Yeah.
Yeah, I was watching it live.
Nice. Okay, so I'm on the part when she meets that guy at the Comic-Con thing, the guy dressed as Wolverine, and she just got a secret cell phone and is now texting him. And I kind of like stopped in the middle of that episode, so I'm going to probably watch a little bit more before Luke comes home.
Okay. No, it's it was good.
Be season two or just season one?
For the Gypsy Rose Blanchard case, it's only going to be one season, but it's going to be an anthology series.
Okay. Oh. Huh. Nice.
What I really...
So more stuff like this, but like other people. Wow, that's fucking crazy. That shit's...
What I really like about the show is it doesn't paint Gypsy Rose in a completely innocent light, and she and her family don't really like that because it's kind of showing that she was a manipulative brat.
Hey, don't say anymore because I'm only like on episode three.
Sorry, it's based on a true story, so the spoilers are just kind of out there.
Hey, I didn't look up anything about it. Until I'm done, I will look up more stuff on it if you want to. I'll talk to you about it as I go on. Now that I know that you've seen it, so I can talk about it.
Before we wrap up, how are you feeling about Game of Thrones?
Sam, you gotta back me up with
the theme song that well.
The fuck? Well, I feel like it's just like I've actually been rewatching season one because I seem to have forgotten everything in the past 8 years. So I'm just like, let me restart it again. So Luke and I are watching it from season one. And like, comparatively speaking, I feel like this season is just not very good compared to past seasons. And I'm simply watching it just to finish it out, but I'm really not feeling great about it.
Right?
Probably because they diverge from the novels and they can't, that's nobody's fault, but author's fault. But
no, you're right. I feel the same way about Handmaid's Tale, where they're not using the source material anymore. So it's like,
but like that shit's real exciting still. Once it starts to get less exciting and like just is filled with episodes that don't matter, that's like gonna be where I like get upset. I hate, because like I'm watching season one and every moment is like action packed. It's awesome. And I'm watching season eight and I'm like, three out of four of the episodes like were like completely pointless and like nothing really much happened.
I'm
not gonna say anything.
People are like, I don't watch Game of Thrones. Spoiler alert.
I don't think it's gonna be it's gonna have a satisfying conclusion.
We'll have to off mic talk about what we think is gonna happen when it ends.
Well,
because I know you probably have a theory, and it might be the same theory as me. Actually, I want to hear your theory, because there's so many theories.
You know, since we're just talking about theories, I'll say it now. My theory is, since all the Stark children know that Jon Snow is a Targaryen and a head of succession to Daenerys, they are going to like turn on Daenerys and get Jon on the Iron Throne, and then we're going to get a 7 separate independent nations rather than the 7 kingdoms.
Ah, interesting.
Or just like Sansa's ruling the North and Jon's ruling everything else with Bran as his right-hand man.
I see. I really don't know at this point what my theory is. I really think that, well, I don't know what to think, because okay, so Cersei right now has pretty much like the best chances of survival at this point, but I don't know if Jaime's gonna kill her. I think
Jaime's gonna go stab her in the baby. Yeah,
in the baby. And then if he does, like, that's cool, but then what? Then Jon will be king. Will Daenerys be dead? Will Daenerys kill Jon? Will Daenerys just die? She's down to one dragon. I really don't know what to
think. I think Ghost is going to kill Daenerys. We're going to get half of episode 6 is going to be like Homeward Bound, but only with Ghost trying to find Jon Snow.
Homeward Bound fucking wrecked me.
He'll arrive just as Dany's about to stab Jon in the back for telling the entire kingdom that he's Aegon Targaryen.
He really did tell the entire
and
kingdom.
And Ghost is going to be like, no, you're not killing Jon, and he's going to rip her to shreds.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, because they really do come in clutch. The little puppies. Anyway, I don't know. I'm just pretty... What I thought was going to happen was it was going to be flip-flopped, and it was going to be like they're going to battle Cersei first and then last.
I'm most disappointed with like how they handled the Night King. I felt that was very rushed. This entire season is really rushed.
Pretty rushed, and they're like, let's like cram it all into small movie time episodes.
Like I would have been less slightly annoyed with the whole Jaime Brienne thing, because that's been built up to over the past few seasons, but their breakup came in like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe save that for the next episode.
just give it room to breathe. They don't do that anymore. And
like, I get Jamie's motivation with that, or at least I hope I get it. He wants to be the man Brienne sees him, but he's like, no, as long as Cersei's still alive, I'm going to be a terrible person. So he's going to go stab her and the baby.
Yeah. And it's like, I really never liked Jamie, and I never warmed up to him even when he had his character arc. I use that in like quotes. Like, ugh, I'm just like so sick of him. Like watching the season one again, like I fucking despise him. And now that he's like a fucking nobody, I despise him even more.
The best character, and other than Tyrion, he's the only person that really deserves the Iron Throne.
Jaime is just a big loser. Tyrion's like a forgotten man at this point. He doesn't even say funny shit anymore. They kind of forgot him and don't know what to do.
What to do with anyone. I think the writers, they started working on... The writers are working on like a Confederacy-based show, I think, and that's where their mind is right now, so they don't give a shit about Game of Thrones anymore. I think they stopped giving a shit once they realized George R. R. Martin's not going to finish the novels in time. So they probably know how it's going to end, but they have to fill in the middle, and they just don't want to do that.
Yeah, they have to fill all the blanks. And then, like, I feel like there's too many people in, like, one spot, so they're, like, confused, because everyone used to be, like, in different places, so it was easy to, like, kind of, like, switch the focus. Now everyone's in one place and they're like, uh-oh, how do they interact? And then they interact for a little bit and they're like, but there's still an hour of TV show left, what do? So it's like, it's just kind of gets a little jumbled. But I do wish that they would have like let the Night King linger until the very end. That was supposed to be a very like very like bless you.
Excuse me. Sorry, that was a cough.
Is that a sneeze? Yeah, they should have let him linger a little bit more, because watching it from season one, like the very first like 15 minutes of the show is about like the whites, like the zombies. And like, if you're going to build it up from the second the show starts, you can't just have it be like kill the leader, kill them all type of a situation, because that's way too
like
easy. It's way too easy.
Upsets me the most about it. I mean, kind of the Arya Stark killing him and Jon Snow not even seeing it, because
he was stuck in the cloud.
Jon Snow, it's the whole Night King arc was the rivalry between him and Jon Snow. So like, I don't care that Arya Stark killed him. I care that like Jon Snow wasn't even in the scene to see it happen.
I know, because he was like, oh no.
No, that was when he was facing off against the undead dragon, which I thought they would have been smart and use that to, like, have the dragon try and burn him, but he doesn't burn, thus proving he is actually a Targaryen.
Yeah, but, like, some Targaryens burn, like Daenerys' brother.
Well, that's because he was a shitty person. Yeah.
He was a punk bitch. That's the only reason why.
Like, I shouldn't be a better writer than the writers of the most popular show on television.
Oh, dude. But yeah,
and there were so many good fan theories involving like the only way the Night King can die is if like Jon takes his place, or I guess there was this huge theory and plot thread that the Starks owe the Night King something, and that was going to be Jon and Daenerys's baby.
I caught wind of that one too. Like, I caught wind of all kinds of cool shit that was like really layered, and like, who is the Night King and like, why is he so special? And like, only I thought that, I really thought there was going to be an instance where Jon was going to be the one that had to kill him because of the sword he was carrying. Because it's part of the prophecy, but I guess the fucking prophecies are out the fucking window. And, like, now no one needs Valyrian steel anymore because all the White Walker, they're dead.
Yeah, I didn't expect the fucking Night King to be made out of glass.
Ice cubes?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out when the last...
I know, isn't that bullshit? I really thought it was going to be so much harder to kill him, dude. And I was real disappointed. I was like, oh, that's cool. But I was like, wait, It's only episode 3. Now what? Like, okay, like two more episodes of traveling and one episode of another battle. Like, what's going to happen? So
nothing's going to happen. It's going to be a major disappointment.
A major disappointment. I can't wait to text you at 11:01. Actually, I feel, isn't like this final episode going to be like 3 hours or something?
I don't fucking know. I'll just turn it on and watch.
Long ass. Okay. We will discuss at length on Sunday. So you've been watching every Sunday.
Yeah, I bought
then.
HBO now just to watch the series.
Nice. All right, cool. So I will have to definitely hit you up.
All right.
On Sunday night. Speaking of God, how disappointed we are.
I'll talk
cool.
to you then.
Ghost shit. Woo! Hell yeah, you guys. That's going to be a fucking good show. I love that shit. All right, you guys.
Bye.
Out.